The English Channel. Just 2 hours into the most challenging swim of my life, my stomach was already twisted into knots. I was teetering on the brink. Any starlight from the moonless sky above was smothered by a cloud bank I couldn't see. I had no rhythm, no true sense of where I was or in which direction I was headed. All I knew was that I was somewhere in the North Atlantic between England and France, facing a stiff current driven by a fierce wind. The swells were twice their anticipated size, which made each stroke a struggle. At times, I couldn't even raise my arm out of the water, and the only visible marker I could see through my goggles was a faint yellow glow from my escort boat, bobbing in and out of view. It was like trying to steady yourself by locking your gaze on a yo-yo dangling in space. It made me dizzy, which made me queasy. Each breath felt like a gasp between the constant waves as I strained to locate my support boat in front of me. My coach, Rodolfo Aznar, hung a lamp which he'd built himself off the stern. It was supposed to function as a guiding light, but unfortunately, the yellow bulb that burned so bright on land was swallowed up by total darkness. At 3 a.m., my nausea spiked and I vomited for the first time. This was a problem because I wasn't just trying to cross the English Channel once. I started in the port of Dover with a goal to accomplish something only 27 people had accomplished before. Complete a non-stop double 67-kilometer crossing from Dover to Cap Grenet and back. Up to that point in my career, I'd only been seasick once before during a marathon swim. It happened on my first attempt to swim the Catalina Channel in California. At the time, it was the most difficult and longest swim I'd ever attempted, and the boat ride out from the mainland had been rocky. The entire crew on my escort boat became ill, and I was still seasick when I jumped into the Pacific Ocean to begin the long, slow swim back toward the Southern California coast. If you've ever been seasick, you know that it's rare to throw up just once. And each time I vomited, my anxiety boiled over because it meant I was losing energy and hydration. My body temperature began to drop. My margin of error, already razor thin, shrunk fast. And within 4 hours, I'd quit. The pain, the bad weather, and my illness proved too much to bear.